Frederica Roberts is what happiness is all about. Currently, she's asking people to take part in a project ahead of the United Nations International Day of Happiness. And she joins me on the programme now. Hello, Frederica.
Hello, Graham.
So before we talk about that, I want to know what's made you happy this week.
Well, I would say, of course, happiness comes from within, and external things don't make you happy, but things that have definitely put a smile on my face this week, having my daughters at home, it's half term, so
yes,
it's lovely to have a bit of extra time with them, and we're looking forward to going to Dublin tomorrow night. I'm actually going for work on Saturday morning. I'm speaking there, but it's great to actually be able to take the family and make it a family weekend. And it was my birthday this week as well.
Wow, a happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
You're off to Dublin. You've had the children at home there as well. It couldn't get much better for you this week then, could it, really, Frederica?
It's been brilliant. It's been absolutely brilliant.
Now, what do you think is important to make us feel happy?
They're the really simple things, you know, that we sometimes overlook. I mean, things like, I will mention the little happiness ingredients in a moment because that's the project I'm working on, but things like really appreciating what we have, you know, and sitting back and taking notice of what we have in our lives, so being grateful for that and being a bit more conscious of that. And just noticing things. You mentioned at the beginning of the show that the days are getting longer, and isn't that wonderful?
I love that.
I'm
a summer bunny. I don't do winters very well.
No,
honestly, I don't. I really don't do winters very well. And it gets to March and I have to have a bit of sunshine because our winters... You see, I like the seasons, but I just think our winters go on a bit too long. Too many grey days for me. And when this week... When was it one day this week? We had a really nice sunny day this week in the Midlands.
Yes,
Tuesday, I think it was. Or Wednesday. Well, I don't know. They're all just rolling one into another, don't they? But it was getting on for 6 o'clock and I thought, wow, it's still light. That made me feel good.
And the other thing, that particular day was such a glorious morning. And you see, I don't mind the winter when it's lovely and blue sky and crisp. And it's that morning. And this time of year, what I've noticed is that particularly exciting because you hear the birds chirping in the mornings and it's Springfield like it's in the air, but yet you've still got frost outside. And those mornings, you know, but those things could pass us by. And it's noticing those little things that is actually one of the really big things in terms of boosting your happiness and making yourself feel good, because you can just go about your day thinking, oh, I've got work to go to and I've got all this stuff to do and stress, but actually just stop for a moment and appreciate what you have and what's around you, whether it's even just, you know, if you're stuck in a traffic jam.
And I think sometimes we can...
A great radio show or something.
Well, a great radio show, yeah. I mean, that makes you happy, doesn't it? Well, we try anyway. But, you know, sometimes I think we can look at other people and we all moan about our lives from time to time, and we all have tough times and times where you know, things are getting us down, whether it be at work or family problems or ill health and all those things that can be thrown at us, because that's what life throws at us. But sometimes I think you're right, we do have to stop and go, hang on a minute, I might be in this situation, but what can I take positive out of this?
Exactly. And that's it. And sometimes we can't see the positives when we're in the thick of it. But, you know, then it's just, okay, well, maybe this situation isn't great, but this situation is not everything that my life is about. You know, there are other positive things in my life. So there is always something. I mean, very quickly, I'll tell you an example. A week ago, my youngest daughter, Hannah, was rushed into hospital with what turned out to be a fairly odd bacteria that had caused pneumonia, and she'd not even got a cough. So she went to school feeling perfectly fine. Next thing, she's in A&E resus, and both our daughters have got heart conditions, so we have been in and out of hospitals a lot over the years. But I was standing there in resus and looking at my daughter, and they were treating her, and, you know, once I was there, I was thinking, right, okay, we're in the right place, that's fine. And I looked around at another cubicle, and I thought, oh, 5 years ago we were here, and our eldest daughter was unconscious. She'd had a cardiac arrest. And I thought, A, how lucky are we that actually they're both fine in the grand scheme of things, and B, that this time she was taken in and she was conscious. You've just got to hang on to something. It's like, I'm back in resus, but my daughter is actually conscious. That's a good thing.
Well, that's a good way of looking at it, I suppose.
Well, you know, you get to a point where you get used to these little hospital trips and you hang on to whatever you can, but that's the thing, isn't it? That actually there is always something. There is always something, and even if it's just I'm happy to be alive today, you know, that there's something that we can hang on to that's something to be grateful for, and that makes a huge, huge difference. And, you know, with days like sunshine and all of that, get outside, go for a walk, all of those things that really help boost our mood.
I did mention, though, that it was Maureen in Ledbury that actually contacted the show last night. And I thought, do you know, she's got a point. There really is a lot of doom and gloom around in the news at the moment. And, you know, I work at the BBC and we work in amongst the news as well. And sometimes it's tough for us when we have to sit here with what surrounded us in our everyday work as well. But it's part of our job to react to that as well. But, you know, we can react to other things in life as well. And I think... Okay, I'm not taking away from all the hardships that are around in the world right now. I really am not taking away from that because there's some pretty heavy stuff going on in the world right now. And I get that and I understand that. But I think we, for our own sanity as well, we do have to look at other stuff, don't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think Maureen's right. You know, there should be more good news stories and happy hours and that kind of thing. Because there is lots and lots of good stuff that happens in the world, but unfortunately, in a lot of cases, it doesn't make as good a news story, does it? People like to kind of hear about the drama, and it's, you know, I mean, I don't watch EastEnders, but you only need to kind of...
Don't start me on EastEnders, because I'll be here for the rest of the night just saying how it's driving me mad at the moment. But anyway, that's all over now. Apparently, it's finished at 10 o'clock, so we all know who...
Well, we all know, apparently,
who killed Lucy Beale now, so we can put that one to bed. So we'll leave that one there. But Frederica, tell me about this thing you're involved with the United Nations.
Basically, the United Nations run a thing called International Day of Happiness, and that's the 20th of March. And I really wanted to do something to mark that date. And I thought, what great way to do that, to find out what you're doing tonight, really. You know, find out what people enjoy doing. It's what I call the little happiness ingredients. I love food and I love cooking, so I relate a lot of things to cooking and recipes. So it's about sprinkling those little herbs and spices and salt and pepper over your life to lift its flavors. You know, the stuff you do just because you enjoy doing it. So whether it's a 5-minute meditation or a phone call with a loved one or watching some comedy or going to a music gig or whatever it is, you're doing it just because you know it makes you feel good. And what I want to find out is the nations, and in fact the world, really. I'm not setting a ceiling on who can respond to this. Little happiness ingredients. So the all I want from people is their one, if they have to pick a favorite, what's their favorite thing to do that makes them feel good, their favorite little happiness ingredient. And I believe you're going to put the link onto the Facebook page.
On my Facebook page right now. But if anybody wants to search for you, how can they find you?
It's happiness-speaker.co.uk.
Okay, well, that sounds a bit of a mouthful to me, so probably best to go to my own Facebook page, and there's a link on there.
Yeah.
We might actually get you back on soon, Frederica, when you've actually done the research on this.
That'd be fantastic.
And we can talk about that then, you know, when you've done your research and what really makes us happy.
Yeah, that'd be really brilliant.
All right, well, have a great time in Dublin.
Thank you very much.
Okay, don't have too much of the old Guinness over there, will you?
I'll try not to.
Cheers, Frederica. Take care.
Thanks, Graham.
Bye-bye now. That's Frederica Robertson. Yes, if you want that link, it's on my Facebook page right now. We're in Graham's happy hour then for this Thursday night.